when you hear the story, you begin to think, wow, this is like some superhero guy who pushed through.
John's a remarkable guy. This is the story of his family and his life in this world. And there's both more to John Crowley than we've told in this story. But this is the central issue. This is the central story of his life. And we couldn't have found a more compelling character on which to pin our tale.
Who else is going to be more motivated than a parent of kids who have this rare lysosomal disorder that will most certainly take their lives? And the enemy is time, and time alone. So who's going to work harder and do whatever it takes to get results? And that's what John Crowley did. Even if they butt heads, even if they collided with one another, clashed rather, they did have a fundamental mutual unspoken respect.
But a common end goal.
Yes. However, to what end? I mean, to what is it for glory and monetary gain? No, yes, maybe. Or on the other hand, is it what every parent would want is the best for their children if their lives are threatened? Mm-hmm. They do whatever it took.
We were all moved by John Crowley's story and by the complication and detail of it, and we thought it attended to many issues that are very much in the forefront today. The issue of medical insurance, the issue of the pharmaceutical industry, and the difficulty of bringing a drug to market. But most of all, it's about the complication of this guy's life and the incredible resolve that he showed.
What have you discovered about Harrison?
He's one of the guys. On top of that, he's brilliant, and most everyone has hero worship for him. And I feel better, more accomplished, and, you know, this is selfish and professionally personal. Like, I've earned another stripe now. I mean, he's the man.
Why do you think he stepped into these shoes? Why did he want to explore this character, Stonehill?
I've never had that conversation with him, but if I had to speculate, I think it's because it's not something you would expect of him. I've been able to make different choices in the career that I've been very fortunate to have. Jumped around a lot of different material. Some of them good, some of them not good, some of them whatever. I've been busy, I've learned a lot. This is a role for Harrison that, no, you're not, while we're going toe-to-toe, we're not swinging hooks at each other. We might be doing it verbally. It might be with an intensity that hurts more than actually taking one on the chin. But it's not something that you would expect of him, I think, and therefore more interesting. I'm just guessing.